Okay, so we discussed the Parsha of Bikurim, which is interesting that when we read in the Sefer Torah, we could have divided the Parsha of Bikurim into two parts and have two aliyahs from that during the weekday. And instead, we don't want to be mafsik in between, so we put it as one aliyah. And then Sheni Tishlishi is the Parsha of Vidui Maisa. So we began discussing Vidui Maisa yesterday. We went through the Psukim here with the drushes that the Mishnayis and the Gemaras say from the drushes, mainly the ones that are quoted by Rashi. And then in Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Hashkifa mimayin kat shecha min hashamayim. There is a question in the Rishayim Paiskim, if this Pasuk is part of the Seder of the Vidui HaMaisers. In other words, when someone's saying Vidui Maiser, do they say this Pasuk or not? But what the Pasuk is saying is, Hashkifa Mimayin Kachcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look down from your place in the Shemayim, Uvarech Es Amcha Es Yisrael, and bless your nation, the Jewish people, and the land that you gave us, Rashi says something very interesting here. Rashi teaches on this pasuk. He says, "What's a shkiva mimayin kachecha?" So we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asinu Masha Gazart Aleinu, we fulfilled what you were gazing up on us. Ase Ata Masha Lecha, now you do what's upon you, La'aseis. I did my job, now you do your job. And then he quotes something even stranger. She'amarta in B'chukaisei Telecha V'nasati Yishmeichem Be'ita. He quotes this pasuk in the beginning of Parshas B'chukaisei. First of all, it sounds pretty chutzpahdik. You're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now do what you have to do? It sounds like azza, sounds like chutzpah over here. How could the Torah be mitzava us words which seem to be speaking very strongly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom? And in general, this lashon of Hashkifa mimayin kachecha, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to look. He needs to be mashkif in order to see what's going on. Hare, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach in the entire world as it's been foreign to Tehillim, Perek Lam Gimel, Pasuk Yudalid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything. And then Rashi goes and quotes this Pasuk in B'chukaisei Telecho. Rashi himself in Parshas B'chukaisei learns what's going on in Me'elim B'Torah. What Shaykh does they have to Meiser? And if you look at the Mishnah, Meiser Sheni, it brings down the drasha, but leaves out the pasuk of B'chukaisei. It's Rashi's addition. So what is pshat in the pasuk over here in the Torah? We take a look at the Medrash in Shemais Rabba Mem Aleph Ois Aleph. The Cha Hashem Atzdaka V'lanu Baish Tapanim. Over there, based on the Pirush of the Eitz Yosef, it's mevorah that Tzdaka, the mitzvah of Tzdaka, is different than all other mitzvahs. And even though Tzdaka is a mitzvah, but it's different, but it doesn't explain exactly why. And perhaps Pshat is as follows. Api din, it's upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mefarnes, the aniyim, the poor people, to support them and give them a parnasa. Ki hu ha'azon mefarnes ha'chobriyos v'ashabara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that at the ultimate is mefarnes and sustains all the living creations. And instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still what he did was, he put that job on us. He gave us the job to support the aniyim. As it's mevor in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amar Aleph, there's a memory there from Rav Meir that the Baal Din wanted to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves aniyim, why doesn't he give them support? And Rav Meir said, because he wants us to do his job. And another memory there from Rav Yechanan, Malva Hashem Choinin Dal, and Rashi explains that the one that's Choinin on the Dal, the one that has mercy and pity on the Dal, Nasa Malva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes a lender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chsiv, says Rashi, V'eved Leiva Le'ish Malva. A Leiva is always, the one that borrows always some extent, psychologically a evet to the Malva. He feels meshubit to the Malva because he got a loan from him. Over here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a loive with the Malva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat kaviyachol meshubat to us. And he's doing this in order to be mezaka us, in order to give us atzala. If so, comes out, when we support the Aniyim, or the Levim, and the Kohanim, we are the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are the Shluchai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have to do the same job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything to its fullest and its greatest extent. The best possible is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. Therefore, it's mutal on us. It's upon us to be able to do that same job in the Tachlis HaShleimus, with the completeness of it. Therefore, it's Dafka over here where we have the mitzvah of Vidui Maisa. As we spoke out yesterday from Rav Moshe, that Vidui Maisa is examining ourselves. Did I do the job 100% fully? Did I leave anything out? It's the examination of ourselves. Bikur is checking over ourselves. And everything we did, was it done correctly? It's Dafka over here where there's that extra stress. Because if you're doing the Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it got to be the most perfect job possible. So we need to examine ourselves. That's examining. Similarly, when one does Shlichus, it's Derech Eretz to go back to the Meshalech and tell him, I fulfilled the job, as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu and Shmois Yutes Ches, Gemara and Gittin, Chavdal Amar Alf, Rashi quotes, Osen Yuma, Ayin Alef Amar Alf. Derech Eretz is that when someone asks you to do a shlichus, inform him that the shlichus was done. Therefore, when we're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying, we're not coming with chutzpah, we're not coming with azus, we're coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him know, I did the job that you gave me, the shlichus that you put on me, I fulfilled. And now, you're Ama Malva, you're Laiva. So, you know, pay me back for the cost that it costed me to do your job. So, Adaraba, it's a covet that we're doing over here. So it comes at that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set this up. He set it up in a way that we should be his shliach. And in order to do it, we need to do a bishleimus. And therefore, we need to be mizvada on it. And once we do the bishleimus, we are the malva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the leiva. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pay back the loan that you owe us. And this is Mavur in the Chinuch, the Mitzvah, Tafresh Zayin, the Mishrashi, a Mitzvah. What a beautiful pshat in the Pesukim. Through this, we can also understand in general, when it talks about Tzedakah, in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Tezvav, Ki Yeh B'cha Evyon, says, Ki B'glal Adav Azeh Yivrecha Hashem Alekecha, there's extra brachas that are given to Klai Yisrael, when they fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah. We all know based on the pasuk in Malachi, Perek Gimel, Basiyur, of a chanuni navizais. And the Marshal, quoting the Gemara in Tainus, Asa ta'aseh, Tagoz Marshal and the Smag, and others say that it's mutter to test Hashem when it comes to the mitzvah tzedakah. Because what we're testing is not because we're testing Hashem, but we're telling Hashem, I'm willing to lay out that money and pay me back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back, Asa ta'aseh. That's the flow of the psukim here, and that's the flow. I just want to end off with one ha'ara by Berchas Kohanim. The Kohanim themselves, after they give the bracha to Klal Yisrael, they say a Ribbono Shel Olam. Before the duchening, they say Yehi Ratzon. After they say Ribbono Shel Olam, Asinu Masha Gezarta Aleinu. And then they, some of them, there's different ischais, some quote the pasuk of Hashkifa Mimoyin Kachecha. And the Makartu is the Gemara Sait Alam Tessam and Aleph, quoted in the Rambam, Melchisvil, Paragidala, Yechiloch Yubay, Shulchan Aruch, Kufchav Chesif, Tezvav. The question is, why are they quoting this pasuk after they gave the bracha? What connection does that have with this Maisav, with the Parsha of Vidui Maisa, that after Berachas Kohanim we also say the similar pasuk? Everyone should have a wonderful day.